Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Open everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday. Well, it is a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Henrik Simonsen, the club pro at the Honors Course. Of course, the Honors Course hosting the Tennessee State Amateur this week. So a busy time for Henrik. So we certainly appreciate him joining us. Henrik, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This first time we've had you on since, I think, May, and I want to ask a question, personal question about you first. We had you on right before the senior PGA up at Oak Hill in Rochester, New York. Just curious what that experience was like for you.
Well, I was hoping we didn't have to talk about that. But since we are, it was a great experience, had a chance, and kind of blew up on the back nine and didn't make the cut. But that was okay. You know, I'm a club pro and enjoy playing the tournaments when I can and enjoy taking care of my job here. But, yeah, it's a little bit different when you go out and play with the big boys and the guys that play every single day in tournament conditions. But fun to try nevertheless.
All right, was that about you? Was it about the course? Was it about the weather? What led to that?
Well, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about the game of golf. It ultimately comes right back on you, right? You can't make any excuses. It's you and the game and the golf course. And, you know, you post a score and you see if it stacks up against anybody else. And, you know, for me, half the time, it's not good enough. But that's how it goes.
Did you not choose to blame it on any of your family members? Because when we talked, you didn't have the same family support you had the last time around.
Well, you know, Oliver caddied for me in Scotland last year, and we didn't make the cut. So I guess he thought he would leave me alone and see if I can do better without it. But I actually fared worse, so I can't blame that one way or the other.
All right, of course, the 104th Tennessee State Am starting today at the Honors Course. 144 golfers started teeing off at 7:30 this morning. I guess the last one started teeing off close to an hour ago. What time did Oliver tee off, and what kind of day did he have, or is he having?
Yeah, I mean, he was second off at 7:41 this morning. Had a great pairing. They had the last three match play champions together. It was Connor McKay and Chase Roswell, two other college players, Lipscomb and Tennessee. So great pairing, great guys. Chase is staying in our house. So, you know, there's more than just the State Am on the line. I think there was some bragging rights as well. And Oliver has been playing well. He had a good, you know, few days leading up to it. I can tell he was a little bit excited, maybe a little bit too excited. And therefore, you know, he didn't quite come out very hard. And he ended up shooting 77. Chase had a 78. And Connor was the best in the group. He shot a 72. And Connor just won the match play, Tennessee match play, 2 weeks ago, where he actually played against Oliver and beat him on the 17th hole. So, you know, all these guys, they seem to know each other. They play against each other for a long time. And it's a lot of fun to watch.
Well, and I was going to ask you that. Henrik, on a day like today, do you find yourself more of a spectator pulling for your son or more of kind of an organizer making sure nothing goes wrong on the course?
Well, I think once a dad watching your son play and especially, you know, being so close to his game and him, obviously you're going to be a dad first and a spectator. I was mostly taking care of parking when he played. But that doesn't mean that my heart and my thoughts wasn't with him. But, you know, my wife is out there following him, and she always gives me kind of play-by-play. So I knew what was going on. But he just didn't have his best day. But there's a day tomorrow, and we'll see how that goes.
You're listening to Henrik Simonsen, the club pro at the Honors Course. Of course, the Honors Course hosting the Tennessee State Amateur started today and will run through Friday. You're listening to Henrik here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
All right, my man, you're going to have to get better at delegating because I know you've got some minions who can be doing the parking detail, don't you think?
I'm terrible. I hate not being hands-on. So, you know, yeah. So, we did have a little issue with the hope, afraid that we didn't have enough parking, so we had to move it. So, Jay, it was almost better not to watch. But this is special. this is so special. He's been here for 12 years. It's his backyard. He's shot some low scores, and you know he's never wanted anything as badly as this one here. So,
well,
I was nervous on his behalf.
That kind of leads me to a place, and getting ready for this, and this week, you and I have talked a couple of times. This is something you and I both have just a wheelbarrow full of respect for Jack Lupton and what he's done locally, statewide, regionally, nationally for the game of golf. And this is – you guys host this thing every 10 years, and I know it's special for you as a dad – but it's special for the club as a whole, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it's right in our wheelhouse, and it's exactly what we're all about. And I didn't get a chance to know Mr. Lupton very well personally, but Joe Richards, now chairman, now has been, you know, feeding me the information and just kind of giving me the vibe and the feel of what the Honors Course is all about. And I think I have a good feel for it now. But in 1989, I spoke with Dick Horton yesterday. Dick Horton came to Jack Lupton and asked him, is there any chance that the Honors Course would host a state AM? And Lupton agreed to that, to hosting it back in 89, which was the first year. And at the same time, he committed to hosting it every 10 years. And at the time, according to Dick Horton, it was a little difficult for the TGA to get the best clubs in the state to commit to hosting this championship.
Right.
But when Lupton committed to it with the Honors Course, everybody kind of followed suit. And since then, it's been one of the best courses in the state. So it's a great tournament. It's 144 players. When they come here, you know, we like it the old-fashioned way. And you know, caddies are mandatory when you play out here. So we keep it the same way for these players. So there's 144 caddies with 144 players. And it's just so much fun to see them out there battling, and it you know, it feels like a real tournament. It feels like a major, and it's just spectacular. Our superintendent, Will Meisenheimer's got the course just about perfect. And a little worried about the rain coming in and making it soft, but we've had a good day today. I think tomorrow and the next day looks okay. So we might deal with a little rain on Friday, but we can handle that.
It's and I know that in the conversations and the jokes earlier, the ability to present this type of environment for guys, because you talked about it. I mean, this is a cool deal. I mean, being a state amateur champion, regardless of sport, regardless of state, but being able to do it on a venue like this, it's theoretically like East Lake or Augusta National hosting the state amateur in the state of Georgia.
Yeah, that's I don't know how that's received, but that sounds that would be wonderful if that's how it's received, you know, from these players. But you got high school players that are trying to get in front of coaches to get scholarships. You got college players that's trying to solidify their spot on the team. You got mid-ams that are, you know, still hanging in there. You know, their bellies might not be as flat as the high schoolers. But there's just so many different types of players out here. And then you got some past champions that's playing as well. We're playing at a 7,200, maybe a little bit longer today. So it's, you know, you got to have some distance to get around and some forced carries as well.
What's the best number on the board right now, Henrik?
It's Nolan Ray, who, Tennessee player that has just transferred from Tennessee to play at Lipscomb. Up in Nashville, he kind of wanted to get closer to home, but he shot 68. So he's the leader in the clubhouse. We have a Tyler Johnson, also plays at Tennessee. He transferred over from NTSU. He's at 3-under. And then a Jack Crosby from Memphis at 3-under. And then it kind of goes down from there. And right now the cut line is at about 3 over par. But that's only half the scores in. So we can look at the cut line maybe at about 6-7 over par. And we've been taking bets what the winning score will be. And, you know, back in 2009, Peter Malnardi, now a successful tour player, shot 12 under par and kind of blew everybody away. Ken Jackson thought he had it won. He shot 10 over, 10 under, but they had a good duel towards the end. So I think, you know, the guys that are in contention to win here, you're gonna hear more about them down the road, you know, possibly as a professional.
All right. I love this question, and you are in a perfect place to answer this. Your random guy listening to our conversation right now, let's say he views himself as a 10 to 15 handicap, somewhere between that part of bogey golfer, probably where I am now because I don't play a whole bunch. Could I break 100 out there today, Henrik?
If I was a betting man, I would say no.
Okay. That's fair. No, you're not insulting me. I like to put that perspective on it for people who don't have an idea how good these guys are. I mean, we all know that Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson and those names, the difference between those guys and a lot of the names of these college players you just said is half a shot.
Right. No, absolutely. But there's something different, too. If you can create the frame of this tournament and this championship and put those nerves at stake where, you know, every single shot you hit out here is a potential disaster. And like Russ Limbaugh said when he came and played here, he said, I know what Ultuwa means now. And was asked, you know, what is it? It means double bogey in Cherokee.
Right.
He was absolutely right. I mean, it's just one errant shot, and you're dealing with disaster. So you're out there playing under a lot of pressure. So if you can apply that pressure to you, Jay, if you're out there playing, it would be very difficult to break 100. I think so. Yeah, it's just tough.
You're listening to Henrik Simonsen, the club pro at the Honors Course, which is hosting the Tennessee State Am. Started today, runs through Friday. Henrik, how many times has Oliver played that second hole?
12 years. He likes to play 54 holes sometimes. And when he was younger, he would just grab a cart and go around when he could. So I don't know what that comes out to, but it's in the thousands, that's for sure.
Wow. All right, and finally, if you're driving around Chattanooga right now and you're like, wait a minute, this thing started today, is it too late? Is there any way I could go? What's your message for someone that wants to go to this?
The answer is yes. This week we want everybody to come out and experience the Honors Course, experience these great players, the best players in the state. Parking is very convenient. You come in the main gate, and we park you right there next to the 13th hole. And then you either walk on the golf course, or you can take a shuttle to the clubhouse. You know, the restaurant and our lounge is open, and it's just a really enjoyable day out here. And we've seen a great crowd today, and it's open for the public, and anybody can come out. So we hope to see a lot of folks out here.
The wonderful combo of free admission. According to today's Times Free Press, correct? Yes. Okay. Well, listen, Henrik, thank you so much. Congratulations on all that you've done in helping stage this. And best of luck to Oliver tomorrow. So you're saying the 77 today, he's going to need to be around 70 tomorrow, 71?
Well, he just needs to start plugging away. And if he has three good rounds, then, you know, there's still hope. And if he's thinking about the cut, he's thinking about the wrong thing.
Gotcha. Henrik, Listen, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck for a successful and productive week.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
All righty. Henrik Simonsen, the club pro at the Honors Course, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row. We'll introduce the Papa John's poll question when we come back here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.